and 3. Now, to begin with, I want to point out just one error in the abstract sent by me. Towards the end of the last but two line, the word both should be deleted. The second last word in the last but two line, there should be no both. You have the caption of my talk as psychological management of waiting lines. Now, primarily, this paper is concerned with only the case of human customers. If the customers are not non-human, they are other types of objects, then psychological considerations are not called into play. So I want to make some observations here. I have been thinking of, on these lines as a different approach from what I indulged in to begin with, the analytical treatment of queuing processes as something, how can we manipulate the psychological considerations in the worthwhile management of queuing situations. Perhaps I got the cue from my long stay at the Indian Institute of Management in Calcutta, where I used to teach before coming to Canada, because we had a strong faculty group on behavioral sciences. So I used to sit with them, and then I thought that behavioral sciences can do something that we can borrow from for our processes. One thing I want to point out is the consideration of quantity versus quality of time. Now, what we do by all optimization and everything that we have been discussing so far in this two-day meeting is looking at the quantity of waiting time, but not the quality. Now I had some exposure to another field of management called time management, which was perhaps from the last 20 to 10 years ago, a very fashionable and much talked about subject, management of time. So they speak of quality of time. Now, so I gave some thought to improving the quality of waiting time if we cannot do anything with the quantity of waiting time, given all our lambdas and mus. So we should try to find some ways of adding value to waiting. Now, we can sometime give bonus for waiting. Now, there have been papers. There was one paper published by Leonard Kleinrock long ago, I think in 1960s or early 70s perhaps, on optimal bribing of queue for queue position. So you can induce customers to wait more, wait longer by giving them some type of bonus. Now, very often when we have to go to doctor's clinics, we find there are so many magazines that the doctor has arranged for us. Well, while you are waiting, don't feel bored. You can read your own type of magazine you like, maybe Reader's Digest or Maclean's or whatever. So, well, incidentally, this is something that personally I found to be very good. Once in Calcutta, I was waiting for one doctor for some dental treatment, and I came across one magazine of medical research, and there they had quoted some Japanese doctors saying that it is very much, I say, much more beneficial for the eyes to be working during the daylight rather than working at night. Now, throughout most of my education from high school onwards, including high school right up to PhD, I worked at night. Now, there are two types of, in common popular literature, there are two types of persons. They are distinguished as owls and larks. Owls are those who work by night. So I was an owl. I wrote most of my research papers during night, when my wife and all my children were sleeping, and I used to work up to 3 o'clock at least, or sometime 4 o'clock, and then I go to bed, and early morning I had to go up. 8 o'clock I should be in the college. At that time I was teaching in an engineering college, where the principal was very strict. You have to be there at 8 o'clock, come what may. 8:00, that's all. Anyway, so reading this magazine, which I could find only in the doctor's clinic, nowhere else in the world, and nobody else could advise me into leaving my owlhood, I changed at once after reading that magazine, and from then on I have been only working by daylight. Even here, when I was working in collaboration with Professor Templeton, the late Professor Templeton, I personally am very sad that we have lost him. He did a lot for me, and he was a personal friend and guide also in many ways. We used to go together generally for dinner. Anyway, so I missed him. So, in the office also, I would not use any lights during the day. I had my table very close to the only window from where we used to get daylight. So, like that. So these magazines are, sometimes they can become boons and they can change our habits. This was just an example. I think I can, I have time enough. So, and, then you see, we come to the second point. You can improve the quality of service also. So try to say improve quality of waiting time, then you can improve also quality of service. If you are providing good service, people will like to wait for this good service. I have seen, particularly here, say, since we are speaking of doctors, there are some doctors for whom you would like to wait for 1 hour or more. In Calcutta, of course, you see, it's a very populous city. Sometime people had to wait for 2 hours in the clinic after having been on the, say, waiting list for appointment for 3 months or so. But because the doctor is good, you are waiting and you have magazines to read. I have found some doctors. One doctor, you see, our institute doctor in Calcutta suggested one doctor then that you can go to him. We went to him and he was literally killing mosquitoes in his clinic. There was no customer, no patient at all waiting for him. So for good service, people will like to wait. So if service is good, then I am reminded of some sayings: there is more pleasure in pursuit than in possession. And another quotation I read somewhere: it is better to be traveling in hope rather than to arrive. When you arrive, then you see that, all right, this is what I have got. Anyway, so then we come to the third point. If the waiting is for a small duration, people generally don't perceive it as waiting. Well, this is a point which was made by Shanti Kumar and his group when they were presenting their findings in one such conference. I think it was a Canadian War Society conference some years ago. So they actually had made some study by camera that people who are waiting for 1 minute or so at a bank, so 1 minute's waiting is hardly perceived by them. They feel as if they have not waited at all. So there can be cases of negligible waiting. So if the waiting is already negligible or close to negligible, you don't have to go in for any optimization techniques for any further improvement. Well, if you are already close to the asymptotic solution, then you know that you can't go any further. Then another point I want to make is, say, if you have a fixed lambda and a fixed mu, a fixed arrival rate generally you can't do much with, but service rate perhaps you can improve upon. But supposing your machines and your workers are like that you have reached a stage where you can't do anything with your mu also, the service rate. But still, having the same mu, you can try to minimize or decrease the variance of the service time. So if the mean cannot be changed, you can look to changing the variance, bringing it lower. Well, you have here, say, for the MG1 case, LQ, the average number in the Q proper, is rho squared plus lambda squared sigma squared b divided by twice 1 minus rho, where rho is the traffic intensity given by rho is lambda by mu. And of course, Wq is equal to lambda times Lq, the well known equation. This is called the Doolittle equation. So if sigma squared is the variance, if this can be brought down, then Lq will be brought down, and similar, and consequently Wq will be coming down. And as a particular case, if in the extreme case, if sigma squared is 0, and that will be the case of MD1, then this whole thing is gone and you have only rho squared over twice 1 minus rho. This is the extreme case where all service times are equal. So if you can make all the service times almost equal, customers will be happy. Customers are generally not happy when they find one customer is taking a lot of time and I was given only half a minute. Then also you see there is a saying divide and rule, or for our purpose we can say divide and manage, or for a problem divide and solve. If the problem as such cannot be solved, take it in pieces and solve it piece by piece. So you can look at dividing the service operation. Take a result, the same result for the case of MEK1, where service time distribution is KLang, LQ is K plus 1 upon 2K times rho squared over 1 minus rho. So let us think of the parameter k here only is affecting this factor. Let us say call this factor fk. Now you will see if k is 1, there is if you, instead of k phases, if you have a single phase, then you are going to get here, well, fk can be written as 1 plus 1 over k divided by 2. So for F1 will be equal to 0.75. I'm sorry. F1 is just 1. Yeah. F2 is 0.75. F3 is 0.6666. Recurring, and F4 is 0.625. So let us say if we can divide the service time How much time? 1 minute only? Okay. Let us see. So, looking at this, if you can have two factors, if the service time is divided into two equal phases, LQ is brought down by 25%. If you divide the service time into four equal parts, LQ is brought down by another 1/8 after, another 1/8 after this. So you see, the advantage of this distribution of the division of service time will give you less and less additional advantage. By looking at this, we find that it is usually good to divide the service time into two equal parts. Now, if you like, you can divide it into four equal parts, but maybe not more than that. After that, the additional advantage will not be worth it. So, if you divide the service time into two parts, then the customer will feel that after finishing one phase of the service time, he has achieved something. So he has done something, and maybe then he looks for the other half. Otherwise, until the service is completed, he doesn't know where he is, and he or she. Then finally, I have a last point to make. Now, we have seen that these days we are having single queues instead of different queues for different servers, like say queues for tellers in a banking situation. Now, this has advantage, say, for as far as the overall system is concerned. But I have noticed one, again, psychological consideration here. Well, if you have a single queue, you always hear from the servers, from the, say, tellers in the bank, "Oh, what can I do for you?" So the server is always having the advantage of being welcomed from the head of the queue rather than always looking for the tail of the queue to join it. So finally, I want to make a point, provide quality service and try to add charm to waiting. Well, I think that's okay.